Hello, and welcome to An Uncommon Life. This is your host, Tracy Partridge Johnson, and I'm so glad to have you here with me. Over the course of this podcast, it is my hope and intention to explore all aspects of a fulfilled life and how to achieve self-actualization, from family life, spirituality and parenting, to diet, health, nutrition, and longevity, to artistic skills development and entrepreneurship, to exploring our amazing world. We will cover it all in this uncommon podcast. Nothing is taboo, and I thank you for joining me on this journey. To share a little bit more about myself, my name is Tracy Partridge Johnson. I'm an author of fiction written for middle grade children, but suitable for magic lovers of any age. But that isn't what I've always done. I was born on January 24th, 1962, in Salem, Oregon. My dad was an aeronautical engineer, and my mother was a church organist. There were already three other children before I joined the family. There was a fourth. My parents' second child was a daughter, who unfortunately only lived 6 weeks before she died of pneumonia. So technically, I'm the fifth child. I also have a younger sister and brother. Due to the nature of Dad's work, we traveled the states by car quite a bit when I was young. For much of his professional career, he worked on government contracts, designing aircraft for the military. So we moved wherever his job took him. Georgia, Ohio, Colorado, and Utah, where we settled down because our family was Mormon, or Latter-day Saint, LDS, as some people refer to them. Mom wanted to stay put in one location so that we could put down roots. We stayed in Utah for the rest of my childhood, except for a short time in Long Island, New York, during my junior year of high school. Shortly after we returned to Utah, I met and married my first husband, who joined the U.S. Army a few short months later. That lifestyle took us to several different locations. Washington State, 4 years in Germany, Kansas, and finally back to Utah. Along the way, I gave birth to my three children and did many different things to earn an income and gain an education. Much later, in 1997, my first husband and I split up, and I moved back to Oregon. There, I met my sweetheart and life partner, Jeff, and we built a life together, along with our children. I helped him run his software development business, and he helped me launch and run my gourmet coffee, tea, hot cocoa, and biscotti business, Brown Paper Coffee Company, or BPCC, as I like to call it, which consumed much of my time for nearly 4 years. Living off-grid. Jeff and I purchased 20 acres of bare land on Central Oregon's high desert. We lived an off-grid lifestyle together with our combined six kids, ages 6 to 16, for a year and a half. I'll talk about that more over the course of this podcast. That was an interesting experience, and we made lots of memories that I will be happy to share and explore with you. During that time, I taught myself how to make handcrafted jewelry and ultimately turned that craft into a small business. While in the desert, I also taught myself the art of pyrography, burning art and lettering onto wood or leather. I also turned that skill into a small business, and I continue to do that to this day. I really enjoy that process of burning on wood and burning on leather, and I still take on clients, private clients, and have done that for many years now. Raw foods to tarot readings. That ended our time in the desert when Jeff reconnected with an old high school buddy who owns a software development company in Central Oregon. His friend recruited him to help him manage his backlog of clients. So off we went back to that part of the state. It was during this time that my younger cousin was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and I was motivated to research dietary approaches that might help him heal of the disease. I learned about the benefits of a raw food diet and tried eating this way myself. You can read about my experience going 100% raw, and I'll discuss that in more detail over the course of this podcast as well. I do have a link to a website where I recorded much of that experience. I made some adjustments to my eating plan and formulated the idea for what became my online magazine, 80% Raw. I created the website and recruited more than 25 raw food chef and healthcare professionals who contributed recipes, articles, and reviews every month for several years. You can read more about why I stopped doing that on another website. Professional spiritual coaching. The magazine never did generate much of an income from a business perspective, so I had to do other things to make money. I hadn't considered pursuing the jewelry making or pyrography as real businesses yet, so I had to do something else for income. Back in 2003, I thought it might be fun and interesting to learn how to conduct tarot card readings. I always had a gift for insight, and others frequently came to me for personal advice. So after learning the cards, I began practicing on family and friends. Turns out I had a knack for readings. I continued to improve my skill over the years, and in 2008, I got my first job working for an online spiritual coaching or psychic reading website. From 2012 to 2015, I earned a pretty respectable income performing readings for people all over the world. WordPress website design. Performing tarot readings for clients was fulfilling for a while, but eventually I became really emotionally drained from people who became dependent on my services, asking the same question as many different ways as they could think of, but expecting a different result. Yep, the definition of insanity. LOL. So I pulled away from doing readings for people and once again found myself looking for another source of income. This came when my son introduced me to WordPress website design. I had been creating websites for my own businesses since 1997, but I wasn't a fan of writing HTML and didn't really want to learn to write CSS. So when my son showed me how to create a site using WordPress, it was a total revelation. I've been creating my own websites with it ever since. And I even found a handful of paying clients who were willing to pay me to create websites for them, too. In conjunction with website design, I've learned about affiliate marketing and have had the benefit of promoting some really fantastic products, receiving some small ongoing commissions from recommending certain products to my followers, friends, and family. Portland Pyrography. Simultaneously, I continued administration work for Jeff's software business while also continuing to improve my handcrafted jewelry and pyrography skills. I started a Facebook page for my jewelry and ended up selling quite a few of my designs to friends and followers there. But what really stuck for me was my pyrography. Here's the reason I decided to focus on wood burning instead of jewelry. Everybody and their dog makes jewelry, but pyrography is an unusual hobby that most people have never heard of. I created a website and called it Portland Pyrography, and that hobby turned into a small business that I have spent many years cultivating. I still don't do it full time. There just isn't that much demand. Mostly, I think, because people aren't aware of the art form. But I've managed to generate quite a few clients over the years. Writing. Who knew? Most recently, I've turned to becoming a published author. I've published 2 middle grade fiction novels and I'm currently working on the 3rd. Even my adult kids have mentioned that they didn't know I had it in me to write fiction. But apparently, I do. LOL. In December 2019, I published The Golden Telescope, the first in my middle grade fantasy fiction series called Jack and the Magic Hat Maker. That story, by the way, is inspired by true life events that happened in my father's life, and I'll share more about that with you later in this podcast as well. In November 2020, I published book two, The Kidnapping King. I'm currently working on book three, Ross and Faith, which will be released sometime in the not too distant future. Probably early spring of 2022. I was shooting for summer of 2021, but life and world events have kind of gotten in the way and pushed my my writing schedule back a bit. There are seven more books outlined for that series, and if all goes well, I will publish all of them over the next 3 to 5 years. Series two, Jack and the Immortals, will follow. And just FYI, Partridge is my maiden name and no longer my legal name. I decided to start using the hyphenated version after joining Facebook and thought adding the name my school pals knew me by back in the day would make it easier for people to find me and reconnect. My mother liked that I adopted my birth name as part of my public image, so it stuck. I decided to use it as my official pen name. I also spend some time working as a professional literary editor. In fact, I'm doing some work on a novel for an author client as we speak. Other passions of mine are international travel. International travel and culture are a huge passion for me, and I feel very fortunate to have lived in one foreign country, as I mentioned earlier, Germany, and traveled to seven others: Canada, Mexico, Spain, Gibraltar, Morocco, Italy, and Greece. And I'm really grateful that I had the opportunity to do that before COVID-19 struck. Network marketing. Over the years, I've joined nearly 30 network marketing or multi-level marketing companies, and I'll talk more about that over the course of this podcast as well. And that's it. That pretty much covers my introduction. So I'm sure there are a lot more subjects that I will want to dig into. And I would love to hear from you about subjects that you would like me to pursue. But thank you again for joining me. I look forward to getting to know you and sharing just bits and pieces of my life with you and how together we might pursue self-actualized and fulfilling life. Take good care. Until next time, this is Tracy Partridge Johnson.